best woman in the world, wasn't the best day at the office, was it?
It's the worst performance of the season. There's no point in hiding if I told the players that. And you know, you can defend them the last 3 weeks because they've played well, worked hard, competed well. They did nothing today. I thought we were very fortunate. The only decent move we had in the first half, we've scored. Too many thought it was going to be easy, that we didn't have to compete. Played boys that were always difficult, played into their hands really, and they knew that we weren't up for it. If anything, I thought we scored against our only player. And you just need to see one or two wee things that happened there. That, you know, we've got a ball played out, we've played it back in. It's a bad ball out, it's a bad ball back into the centre half, who's then lost it. They'll come back off the post or something. Yeah. We gave the ball away in the middle. And it just went on. And then when we got the goal, I thought, well, that'll settle us down, we'll go in now and get it. But they got a roasting at half time. In the second half, they never changed. It doesn't matter how we set up we changed the system three times in the game, and it doesn't matter who you bring on or what system you change. Every system will change if you've got players that just didn't go out there and are alert to and compete. First and foremost, you can have all the ability in the world. There's no doubt, if you look at the two teams, Dunfermline's got better players than these five. But it never wins. That doesn't mean to say you'll win a football game. Win a football game is you've got to go and earn the right to win a football game. And I thought these five thoroughly deserved to win it because they were wanted it more. They got beat 5-0 last week. They wanted to make up for that. We told the players that. You know, this will not just be a foregone conclusion. You'll have to earn the right. They'll get a lift coming here. They've got two or three ex-Dunfermline players in their ranks. All the makings of them to lift their game. What you've got to do is not just get a goal up in them, but get a quick one after that. And then you knock the heart of them out a wee bit. But at 1-0, they'll always have a chance because they were 1-0 down here the last time. In a game that we played much better than we did today. And they stole it for us. Today they didn't steal it. They deserved it. Our team didn't deserve to win anything today, given that I had probably, looking at definitely at least seven passengers playing in the team today. And they know who they were because I named them after the game too in the dressing room. Wasn't it good enough? And if you don't have a heart and a will to win a football match, you'll not win very many. So I most unlike them because I think anybody that sees them, I've always known it, good, bad or indifferent. We've always had a will and a determination and a drive that was sadly lacking today. So
do you think sort of, you know, obviously you see you roasted them at half time, but you know, afterwards, you know, letting them know exactly how upset you are, do you think that could have the effect you need, because obviously going into the playoffs
well, you definitely needed a roasting at half time. We were fortunate to be 1-0 up, and you had to get them woken up. So it's not good enough, you know. I've seen games like this, and if you don't buck up your ideas in the second half, you'll lose it. That's what happened. They didn't buck up their ideas. They didn't do something about it.
You could have got that second goal, though. I mean, it was one headed off.
That was key. I mean, Gary will tell you that. He was saying that in the office, and how Liam Buchanan header one that looked innate bound. I mean, I think they got a wee break because I think there was a suspicion of offside for their winning goal, but for me, Skulls has dropped it and allowed that situation to develop. So, you know, it's not just, you'll get breaks going against you if you play as badly as that. That's as simple as that. They've not had a break, so they got a wee break if it was offside. They deserved it because they worked hard for it, and they didn't sit back like Stenis Muir did a couple of weeks ago and soak it up. They came to, and they probably lifted with the fact that they were outplayed the last time here and were 1-0. And they probably, I say to the players I have, I say, they'll be in there knowing that they're unlucky to be 1-0 down, scored against their only play. Dunfermline's not playing like they normally play today, so we came here and beat a better side 2-1 the last time we were here, so let's get out there. So I've told that all to the players. I said, unless you buck up your ideas, I've seen it many times, I've seen it happen to you, is that you will, your complacency and your lack of competitiveness today will might cost you the game. It turned out that way, so they were well warned.
Another one kicked off on you as well, but that would have been for you,
I think that was at 1-1 to, and I think if it happened at 1-1, I think they would have come back, because that might have you know, made us go on and get another one. I think the second, I said before the game started, says this is not just about getting a goal in front today, this is about getting a goal and then getting one as quickly after it, because that will deflate them. 1-0 or not, they've come back for 1-0 before here, get the second one and it's a tough ask for them, and then they'll have to start taking chances and getting forward and the gaps will open. But before you can do all that, you have to have a desire and a will to compete. And I thought we were out for it today, which is most unlikely. I don't think it's probably the first time this season that anybody's got the better of us in terms of anyway. And then you earn the right to play. He's five, as I say, deserved it. They were wanting it more than us. They're fighting for their lives down there. They're not going to come easy. I guess we'll beat 5-9. So again, if I was beat one, I'd be going to the next game and saying, look, you know, that was embarrassing last week. We think you were feeling last week, and they've gone and done something about it today. They've come to a place here where they weren't expected to win, and they've gone away deservedly with the 3 points. So credit to them, and our boys certainly got a bit of a roasting, not just at half time but at full time, and letting them just aware of what standards that we've set this year and how badly we let ourselves down today.
Breaking next week, Jim, again, not an easy game either. Going to have to obviously pick them up.
Well, no, do it playing like that. So maybe now we'll be smart and waiting for next week, kind of come quick enough, because we've got to get out here and show that if we didn't perform like we did, then we're not guaranteed to beat anybody. You'll not get away with beating teams, you know, just because you've got better players. You've got to want it. You've got to make things happen. We've done that a lot this year. We've made a lot of things happen, even in times when we've been at our best. We've made things happen because we've that will, drive, determination, and that's why the supporters have stuck behind us. But then we never gave the supporters anything to get behind us. I think for one run for Williamson in the second half, when he got in the box fantastically well, he's picked out Giggs. Typical of their day. It's a shame for Andy Gain, because he was probably the one player in the middle of the park that got pass marks today. The two centre halves for me didn't do too much wrong. They were getting far too overworked for the rest of us, because the rest weren't doing anything to stop the balls coming back at them fairly quickly. And that's because people weren't the other. For me, the rest were passengers today. And even, as I say, we get a couple of subs, not excluding Lewis Spence, he's come on to try and get us to push a midfield player into the hole, but the rest, I'm afraid, were not just the lack of what we win, but sloppy in their play, you know, giving the ball away and playing passes that weren't on, and just a nightmare. And then Capital, you know, where's Liam Buchanan going? I mean, he's facing the stand and we stick out a leg in the box. I mean, you're going to ask, it was a penalty for me. It's a penalty. You can't do it. You didn't need to stick your leg. He's got the ball, just stand behind him. Where is he going to go? Let him beat you. You know, but try to get through to them is...
It's a bad day.
That was a bad day. It was a bad day, but we didn't deserve anything at all for the game today, because our performance was probably the poorest this year, so... How we bounce back, we'll soon see you next week.
Cheers, Jim. Thanks.
All right.